Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Okay, to Gaza now, where at least 15 people have been killed when Israeli forces bombed homes in Rafah. Children are among the wounded. Victims of the latest bombardment have been taken to the Al-Najjar hospital. The health ministry says at least 84 Palestinians have died in the last 24 hours. In Khan Yunis, the Israeli army's killed an emergency worker inside the Al-Amal hospital. There are reports of intense shelling and battles near the hospital. The Palestine Red Crescent Society says soldiers have surrounded the facility and workers are in severe danger. Russia has carried out a series of airstrikes on western Ukraine. Kyiv says its air defense systems managed to repel the attack. Preliminary reports suggest no casualties or major damage. Witnesses say they heard explosions and saw some missiles being shot down. Polish authorities say one Russian missile violated their airspace before returning to Ukraine. Ukrainian forces say they've hit two Russian landing ships and a communications center, as well as other targets in Crimea. A Russian-appointed official says air defenses intercepted and destroyed more than 10 missiles aimed at the port city of Sevastopol. President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected Vladimir Putin's accusation that the suspects arrested for the Moscow concert hall attack were trying to flee to Ukraine. He says the Russian leader is trying to deflect the blame for his security failures.
Instead of addressing Russian citizens, Putin was silent for the whole day, thinking about how to link it to Ukraine. Everything is completely predictable.
Armed gangs and Haitian police have been exchanging fire on the streets of Port-au-Prince. The latest violence killed a prominent gang leader. Bodies believed to belong to members of the so-called Delmas 95 gang have been found on one of the streets. Rights groups estimate gangs control around 90% of the capital. Hundreds of people in Argentina have rallied in the capital in protest against an abortion law. The legislation allows women to terminate pregnancy in the first 14 weeks. But new far-right President Javier Milei has promised to hold a referendum to repeal the law. And staying in Brazil, at least 13 people have been killed after a powerful storm in the southeast. Heavy rains caused rivers to overflow, triggering landslides and flooding. The region of Rio de Janeiro State's been hit hardest. The heavy rainfall comes in the heels of record-breaking heat waves.
Coming up on The Take, Senegal is set to vote in a presidential election on Sunday that many thought might not happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.